Once again, here with Max Haverfield. Of course, Christmas show, Max Haverfield and friends making its tour next week through western Kansas there. I believe it's Wednesday through Saturday, and you're going to be all over the place here. And you know what? Wednesday night, you'll be in Hayes at the First Presbyterian Church there at 7:30. Colby City Limits Convention Center Thursday the 19th, and then here in Scott City at the Majestic Theater at 6 o'clock on Friday the 20th, and then he'll wrap it up at Oakley 7:30 on Saturday the 21st at the United Methodist Church there. And is it a group of different people every night at each location that you're going to be joined with?
That's a good question. It's primarily the same group. Okay. We have one caveat to that for the Oakley program. Reggie Wieland, who is a local talent there, she's joining us for just that program on the organ because it is in a church, and she's a great organist. And she was on the show with us last year, she had a lot to do this year herself, but she said, well, I think I can join for the Oakley show on the organ. But the rest is, there's 10 of us. There are four of us, including myself. I actually split my time between Kansas City and Winona, but including myself, there's four of us coming from Kansas City, two professional singers, female singers, okay. And then my coach, he plays the piano and sings. Yeah. And then we've got several singers here from Scott City. We've got Bree Frederick, Stephanie Fisher, Elaine Hopper, and then of course Gary Geist, and Gary's on the piano, and Stephanie's on the oboe for several pieces. Actually, she's a wonderful player. Okay. And then we've got my mom out of Colby, and we have a cellist out of Hayes. So we try to have, if possible, at least one person from each community to bring in, you know, people from that sphere and have some local influence.
The ones that you do bring from eastern Kansas, what's their first reaction like when they come out west here?
Flat.
Yeah.
However, I try to do my best to rid them of that perception. You know, like I said, we're ranchers, and people from around here will know that when you go down to Lake Scott and then on into Logan County, where Lone Butte is, the park that just opened, the
Little Jerusalem,
yeah. And all of those places, of course, everybody knows, if you've seen them, they're not flat, and they're really quite the opposite, very, very beautiful. And so, I'm really happy to be bringing them there. The thing is, you know, people probably have to want to do it to come out here, you know, and they do, and we'll be out here for about 10 days, and just rehearsing, and then just getting to know each other, and then going on our tour.
What makes your shows maybe unique from some of the other Christmas shows or non-Christmas shows around?
Well, I think there's a few things. Number one would be our family aspect. Yeah. You know, having grown up with my mom and Gary, and of course my uncle, Lee, he plays the guitar. He's not on this show, but, eventually perhaps. And we have a lot of musicians in our family, and there's something unique about that. They call it blood harmony, you know, when things just work right and you have a similar motion to the music, and then logistically, you know, Gary writes and arranges a lot of the music. I arrange more of it now than I used to, and my mom arranges and composes. And so that is a really wonderful aspect that we get to have. And then I think for our area in particular, what is also unique is you usually either have a group coming from out of town that people don't know so well, you know, coming to your town, or you have a local group, you know, one or the other. And in my mind, I thought, well, it would be the most interesting for people to be able to see some fresh talent from outside of town. But I know from living out here for most of my life that when that would happen, when people would bring talent from out of town and they wouldn't even consider the talent in our own area, I would think, gosh, I'm here, you know, and there is wonderful talent, you know, and like I've mentioned, the oboe player and Stephanie and Miranda Graves on the cello and Gary and my mom on the pianos. I mean, wonderful, high skilled, talent. And I think that it makes it more interesting for the audience to see some people they know too.